was not up to speed. It takes me a while at my age to get that speed going, but I promise to have it tomorrow night for Hot Rise. I'll be working on that. A question? Yes. No, it has to be a question for me, because this is my turn.
You can ask the questions for me.
Well, I ask the questions. Sorry. Oh, actually, go ahead. Let her. You go ahead and ask Sam the question. The fact is, we can run a little over, so go ahead. The string kind, what are they, customs, or what are they?
I just switched actually to a new Dario set, the Dario, called JS60. They're 10s and 24 string. I used almost medium GHS for years, but I switched to these and I really like them a lot. I think I don't have to play a guitar.
Thanks for pronouncing the name Dario.
Dario, yes.
Not Dario.
I say that sometimes and then I catch myself.
How do you say it, Frank? There was a question in the back there, I think. Or, yes, sir. Well, Rounder Records started in Ithaca, New York, and they had a collective. They all lived in a collective, and they had some money, and they decided to start a record company in 1970. And I was working on my doctorate at the time. I was at Cornell University, and Ken Irwin was very busy putting on shows and doing this and that kind of thing. In fact, one time they invited Del McCurry to town, and he said, can we have the after party at your house? Because I don't think Del's going to want to see all the posters on the wall at our collective of Che Guevara with his machine gun and everything. So we had it. And Del was at our house and showed us pictures of his newborn baby, Ronnie, at the time. And anyway, they were just hooker by crook folks. And I was sitting in my office one day at Cornell saying, well, Tony Trishka and I, who are in a band together, called Country Cooking, and I said, we have worked up all these twin banjo tunes, maybe they put out a record of us. So, long story short, we went into a room at the Cornell campus with two microphones and six people, and we made the first Country Cooking record, which did very well. But at the time, it was, I believe, the third or fourth record they ever put out, and the record contract was written on a torn off piece of paper, and they said 50 cents a record and handed it to me. And then, so it was pretty funky back in those days. And Ken and Marion and Bill did an incredible thing. They created a gigantic and very, very soulful record company that has made a lot of great music available over the years, hundreds of records. There's the answer to that. All right, just in the interest of time, I'll get right to something else, and then we'll finish up.